This is the Phil Hendry Show. And now, Coast to Coast with Art Bell. To call Art from west of the Rockies, first you have to be west of the Rockies. A lot of you people who've been calling in are east of the Rockies. We won't take any east of the Rocky calls on our west of the Rocky line. You're really pissing me off. To call Art from east of the Rockies, go west of the Rockies, like the other dumbasses. Why aren't you east of the Rockies? It's much more fun west of the Rockies. And now, as soon as I'm done announcing, I'm going to sit down and listen to tapes of this announcement and masturbate. Here is Coast to Coast with Art Bell. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Ross, and good evening. I'm out of retirement. I'm back on the air. Many of you were thinking, thank you, Jesus, thank you. Art Bell is finally gone. Well, guess what? No, I am not. I am back, and I am back from my retired status. I had a soul searching, and I decided that I wanted to do something a little bit different with my show. So for those of you who were thanking the God of your parents' choice that I was no longer on the air, here's something a little bit different we're going to try. We're going to try a completely new approach to the Art Bell Show, and we'll have that right after this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, Peenemann presents the Peenemann TV and evacuation tube. Now, I can tell you something. When I was retired, all I did was sit on my ever-widening can and watch television morning, noon, and night. Got into Nickelodeon, got a little bit into the Discovery Channel, certainly love the History Channel, but you can't beat the Game Show Network. And while I was sitting on my ass in my easy chair in my bunker complex in Pahrump, Nevada, holding a shotgun in my lap, I realized I didn't want to get up and even evacuate my bowels. Hence, I sent away for the Peenemann IV and evacuation tube. All you have to do is hook it up to your arm, feed whatever nutrients you require directly into your arm, hook the hose right there into your rear end, and just start sending it on down the line outside. Just put the hose right out there in the planter, right where the flowers are, and you'll fertilize your flowers. Yes, it's you from Peenemann Enterprises. Just squeeze one off, and you've got geraniums for 6 months. New from Peenemann Enterprises. Again, promised you a new kind of Art Bell Show, and we are going to do this. I have been listening to someone who I admire a great deal on the radio, Phil Hendry. Perhaps some of you have heard him. He does his nationally syndicated program out of Los Angeles, and I'm interested in the fact that Phil does a lot of character voices on the telephone, and I thought, since a lot of people have been ripping me off, why don't I rip off Phil and try his approach to radio? Because I think I can do that. I think I can do interesting character voices on the phone and then have people call in and talk to them. So I'm going to do that. This is the new Art Bell Show, Radio Theater. We're going to be doing Shtickerisky. So let's do that. Let's go to our first guest. Oh, wow. The phone is ringing. It must be a guest. Let me pick it up, and I understand your name is Bob Smith, isn't that right?
Yes, it is. This is Bob Smith.
Well, Bob, fantastic of you to call, and what can we do for you?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I have called your program, and I must tell you that I raped a woman, and I feel bad about it.
Oh, my God, you raped a woman?
Yes, I did. And,
well, I think I have a lady on the line who wants to comment about that. And what is your name, ma'am?
My name is Jane. Jane Smith.
Say hello to Bob.
Hi, Bob. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Jane. Were you the woman that he raped?
Yes, I was. And it felt pretty good. I enjoyed it immensely. Well, Jane, no, you couldn't have because you were screaming, you called the police, and I was placed under arrest.
Is that Bob speaking?
No, this is Jane.
All right.
You know, it's really uncanny, Art, how you do those voices, and it sounds almost as if you're talking over yourself.
Yes. I learned it from listening to Phil Hendry. So, getting back to...
What is the point of this bit, by the way?
Well, presenting some outrageous premise and then turning it into comedy.
I see.
Like raping a woman.
I see, all right.
Wait a minute. We have this call from little Timmy Smith. Little Timmy, you're the one who saw this. Timmy, how are you? How old are you?
I'm 6 years old.
Well, Timmy, you, say hello to Jane.
Hello, Jane. Hello, Timmy.
And Bob, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
All right, Timmy, you saw Bob rape Jane. Is that right?
Yes, I did. And, Bob, you should be ashamed of yourself. Oh, stop it, Timmy. You don't know what you're talking about. Jane liked it. No, I did not.
Is this Jane?
No, this is Timmy.
Well, then why would you say you didn't like it?
I'm sorry I got confused. This is very difficult to do, and I admire Phil Hendry all the more for doing it.
All right, Bob, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I want to say, Timmy, you're too young to know how much Jane liked it. Well, it didn't look like she liked it at all, Bob. All right, Timmy, you're entitled to your opinion. Thank you.
Who was that?
Jane.
Well, there you go. Well, let's take a phone call from the audience. The audience is calling in now, wanting to talk to these individuals. They're so outrageous. And let's go immediately to San Antonio. Hello, you're on with Art Bell and the new Art Bell Show doing Voices on the Phone.
Hi, Art.
How are you?
Great. I'm calling from San Antonio. I can't believe this bullcrap you're putting on your show. It's unbelievable, this guy raping a woman. And, well, wait just a minute. You can't call me an idiot. I didn't call you an idiot. Oh, yes, you did. No, I did not. Hey, mister, I'm Timmy. I'm 6. I saw it. Yeah, and to expose a little boy to this. And what about me? Who are you? I'm Jane. I'm the woman. Well, that's even worse.
This is a lot of fun. It must be incredibly funny for most of you listening. Call in and tell me how great I'm doing. All right, now our next premise is a scientist who has invented a formula to keep you young. And hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
You've invented a formula?
Yes, I have. You drink the formula, and it keeps you young and youthful.
And what exactly is the formula?
It's your own urine.
So, in other words, the comedy behind this bit is people will want to stay young if they can drink their own pee.
That's correct.
All right, let's see if we got any suckers calling in who want to talk to you.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Art, I'm calling from Portland. What moron would drink his own urine just to stay young? Don't you want to stay young? Who are you? I'm the scientist. Well, you're an idiot. No, you're a moron. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're a moron. I'm the scientist. No, I am. No, I am. No, I am.
All right. Thank you.
Well, don't you want to drink your own pee?
No, you must be crazy. I wouldn't do that. I'm Art Bell. All right, let's take another phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, Art.
Yes.
You really suck doing these voices. Why don't you go back to the old premise of spooks in outer space? That was a lot more fun.
You mean I suck?
Yes, you do.
Is this a real caller?
No, it's me talking to myself because I haven't gotten any calls yet.
All right, there you go. And that is our comedy show that we're going to be doing, Voices on a Telephone, talking to ourselves and to listeners calling in. Now, I haven't gotten any calls yet, so in the meantime, as you heard, I'll just pretend like I'm a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
I really love your show. You're great.
Thank you. And here's another call.
You're fantastic. First-time caller, long-time listener. You're better than Jamie and Dandy. Jimmy and Dandy?
Jamie and Danny?
Dandy and Jimmy?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, you're on the air.
You're fantastic.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the air.
I love your show.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the air.
Bite me.
All right. So, there you go. Excuse me.
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell. His new format sucks. On the Phil Hendry Radio Network.
KFI AM 640.